So, Sheriff, the big million-dollar question, the CDC was in town yesterday. Why was the CDC in town?
They're actually in all week, and Monica Henderson from the health department could probably fill you in more, but from what I understand, myself and Lauren Marion, the chief of police for Peoria City, they asked to talk to us specifically, and we spent pretty much all morning with them yesterday. This was a team of CDC employees that's been going around the nation. They're basically doing research in different communities that's been affected at different levels of the COVID-19 novel coronavirus, and they're doing research to see how these different communities have responded. They're really kind of looking for what worked, what didn't work. And I think what they're trying to do is through this research, try to find the best practices. And it was very interesting. And this was a panel that lasted several hours, and they were on the ground here. Plus, there was a teleconference into D.C. as well as Atlanta, Georgia. That's where they're based out of. So there was a series of questions, and from the response, we get more questions. But it was from the law enforcement perspective, they were really looking at, you know, enforcement practices, what worked, what are you seeing, and so much asking about the staff's welfare and how they've been managing this, and, you know, the complications, the good, the bad, the ugly. A lot of interest, especially with the jail, being this has been an outbreak facility. They were looking at what we did, and they were pretty much complimentary on a lot of the procedures that we've had in place, where this could be a model for some best practices for other agencies to be replicated throughout the nation. So, but from my understanding, they're talking to a whole plethora of community leaders, from economic development, obviously the health department, and other entities throughout the community, because it's kind of a holistic look at different approaches and different pillars to this pandemic problem.
When they met with you, was it brought up when you guys had that big outbreak at the jail? What was that, a month or two ago?
Yes, there was a lot of questions in relation to how did we manage, how we continue to manage this, and what procedures have we put in place to try to prevent it from happening again. And it was a very open conversation. You identify, you know, weak points, you identify what we did. A lot of it circled back just to, you know, the relationship that we do have with the health department, even before this pandemic started, and the communication and this, you know, this team environment. And the same goes between us and Peoria City and the other law enforcement agencies within Peoria County. And it's so much of this, even dealing with the CDC, it's all about communication. And what they were trying to accomplish is trying to find out, okay, what did work, what didn't work. And I think they're trying to put together what are the best practices to be replicated.
Obviously, you were educating them on the things that you and Peoria Police have done as well. Was there any education on the other end? Were they saying to you, hey, here are some other things you can try, here are things we want you to try, anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of the feedback we received was, we've heard this before, this is what we heard at this department or in this part of the nation. So they were giving examples of similar instances and how this department managed it this way. It was a give and take panel, but it was, again, nothing that was surprising that they told us. I mean, and they asked us what they could do for us, and that was a really hard question. You know, right now we really spend a lot of time just on the economics and how that's compounded the issues here in the community, as well as the social unrest issues that have compounded this, and how this has, you know, been a storm on so many different fronts that you're trying to combat. And obviously, they said this is the same response they're seeing from a lot of law enforcement agencies. It's everything at once. And that kind of really segued us into, you know, staff. How staff manage this? How is staff's family managing this? And Chief Marion and myself were both pretty blunt on that. We were saying that it's been tough, and it still is tough. A lot of unknowns. There's fear at different levels with the employees. There's emotional distress that carries back to the home. So it was a good conversation. I would like to see their final report when they get done meeting with all the agencies, because if there's a better way to do something, we want to know.
Right. So what was your answer to that question then? When they asked you, what can we do for you? What was your answer? You say it was a tough one to answer. It was a good question. So what did you say?
I brought up the lack of consistency. I think that's kind of been a lot of people's problems with some of the directions and understanding. I do understand this is a fluid environment and things change every day. But I just acknowledge that. I acknowledge that, you know, you put a plan in place, and then 3 days later, the rules change. And then that complicates things. I didn't really have a good question for him, because, I mean, besides writing us a check. And, you know, and obviously they said, you know, a lot of departments are dealing with the same thing. And we know that. We know it's not just the Peoria area that's suffering from all these different fronts, especially the economic side to this. But there's so many agencies in the same boat. And that's why we pray every night that there's some closure to this and we make it through this pandemic sooner than later, so we can have an economic rebound and we can get back to a somewhat normal life.
Right. You mentioned your agency, you mentioned the Peoria Police Department, you mentioned the Health Department, and you say that they're in town all week. Do you know anybody else they're meeting with while they're here?
I know the Health Department is really kind of managing this. I think they were the primary contact, but I know when they were leaving us, they said they were going to meet with the Economic Council yesterday. So I don't know if that was the ECC for Peoria, but they said they have a pretty busy schedule meeting with all these different stakeholders of the community. So I think they're looking from anything from nonprofits to different type of first responder response, medical centers, all these different entities that they want to talk to. Just kind of get out that, again, that 9,000-foot view from all these different pieces that have been affected and how the community response has been.
You said that they're meeting with many different entities, many different municipalities for that matter. Will they file a report? You mentioned a final report from them. Will that be from, will that be specific to the Peoria area, or will it be an overview of all the municipalities that they met with across the United States, and here are our findings?
I don't know. I didn't ask that many questions. Okay. I know they were just compiling this information. From what I understood, I think they're compiling doing this research, and it's going to be more so a report of best practices.
Okay.
Versus each community, the good, the bad, the ugly.
And what are you hoping comes out of this?
Well, you hope we never have to deal with a situation like this again in our careers.
Well, of course.
Lifetime.
But I mean, from the meeting.
Again, I'd be interested to see a final report. I mean, if you have some standard operating procedures that at work at other communities or other law enforcement agencies, that will help us in the future to build, you know, policies. It will help us in the future for training, what we need to work on, what we need to be prepared for. So there will be some good out of this. You know, it's almost like an after-action review, but you're still midstream. And anytime you do an after action review, that's what you're doing. You're doing a complete autopsy of everything that what happened from start to finish during any incident. And you want to identify what you can do better. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what we want to know. And if we're still dealing with this 3 months down the road, and if this report comes out or we get feedback, I mean, try this or this, that's what we want to know, because we do want to do everything we can to, you know, give the services to the members of our community, but also, you know, have the best response to hopefully get through this.
Last question for you. Yesterday, the CDC said it hopes to have a vaccine ready by early November. Did you hear any kind of banter about that during your meeting yesterday?
No, we really didn't get into those specifics. I think Mayor Chief made a joke about it, but I can't. There was no specifics in relation to any of that. So we're really kind of, again, we were primarily focused just on law enforcement, both in the field as well as corrections. A lot of the conversation did deal directly with the jail and how we manage this outbreak that we're seeing right now.